به نام خدا. آزمون شنیداری درس زبان انگلیسی 3 پایه 12 تمامی رشته ها خرداد ماه 1404. دانش آموزان عزیز، آزمون شنیداری دارای 3 بخش می باشد. در ابتدای هر بخش و قبل از شنیدن هر متن 30 ثانیه برای بررسی سوالات زمان خواهید داشت. هر متن 3 بار برای شما پخش می شود و در پایان هر تکرار 30 ثانیه برای ثبت پاسخها فرصت خواهید داشت. متن شماره 1. دانش آموزان عزیز، به گفتگوی بین مجید و آقای ایرانمهر گوش دهید، سپس درستی یا نادرستی جمله های 1 تا 3 را مشخص کنید و برای سوال های 4 و 5 گزینه صحیح را انتخاب نمایید.
Excuse me, Mr. Ironmare. I wonder if you could help me.
Sure. How can I help you?
I'd like some information about a good English dictionary.
Oh, well, have you ever used a dictionary?
Actually, I haven't. But I've heard that using a good dictionary can really help me learn English better.
That's right. First, I recommend a learner's dictionary.
What is a learner's dictionary?
It is designed for foreign students. It also helps them learn English better.
Is there only one type of it?
No. In fact, dictionaries have different types, levels, and sizes.
What type do you suggest?
I suppose a monolingual dictionary is more suitable for you, because you can find word information in English.
And what about levels?
Well, there are usually 3 levels: elementary, intermediate, and advanced. For you as a high school student, an elementary one is okay.
Do I need a small size one?
Yes, a pocket dictionary. You can carry it wherever you go.
Oh, it's very good. And is it expensive?
No, such dictionaries are not expensive. By the way, you can use a free online dictionary too. And also there are some free dictionaries for PCs and apps for smartphones.
Thanks, that's a good idea. But I'd like to use a pocket dictionary. Excuse me, Mr. Ironmare. I wonder if you could help me.
Sure. How can I help you?
I'd like some information about a good English dictionary.
Oh, well, have you ever used a dictionary?
Actually, I haven't. But I've heard that using a good dictionary can really help me learn English better.
That's right. First, I recommend a learner's dictionary.
What is a learner's dictionary?
It is designed for foreign students. It also helps them learn English better.
Is there only one type of it?
No. In fact, dictionaries have different types, levels, and sizes.
What type do you suggest?
I suppose a monolingual dictionary is more suitable for you, because you can find word information in English.
And what about levels?
Well, there are usually 3 levels: elementary, intermediate, and advanced. For you as a high school student, an elementary one is okay.
Do I need a small size one?
Yes, a pocket dictionary. You can carry it wherever you go.
Oh, it's very good. And is it expensive?
No, such dictionaries are not expensive. By the way, you can use a free online dictionary too. And also, there are some free dictionaries for PCs and apps for smartphones.
Thanks, that's a good idea, but I'd like to use a pocket dictionary. Excuse me, Mr. Iranmer. I wonder if you could help me.
Sure. How can I help you?
I'd like some information about a good English dictionary.
Oh, well, have you ever used a dictionary?
Actually, I haven't. But I've heard that using a good dictionary can really help me learn English better.
That's right. First, I recommend a learner's dictionary.
What is a learner's dictionary?
It is designed for foreign students. It also helps them learn English better.
Is there only one type of it?
No. In fact, dictionaries have different types, levels, and sizes.
What type do you suggest?
I suppose a monolingual dictionary is more suitable for you, because you can find word information in English.
And what about levels?
Well, there are usually three levels: elementary, intermediate, and advanced. For you as a high school student, an elementary one is okay.
Do I need a small size one?
Yes, a pocket dictionary. You can carry it wherever you go.
Oh, it's very good. And is it expensive?
No, such dictionaries are not expensive. By the way, you can use a free online dictionary too. And also, there are some free dictionaries for PCs and apps for smartphones.
Thanks, that's a good idea. But I'd like to use a pocket dictionary.
متن شماره 2. دانش آموزان عزیز، به گفتگوی بین رسول و امیر گوش دهید، سپس درستی یا نادرستی جمله های داده شده را مشخص کنید.
Why didn't you go to the new restaurant last night?
We didn't want to. We had already tried the food there the weekend before.
Really? Did you like the food?
That was okay. We all ordered chicken with rice. I had never tasted their special sauce anywhere else.
Was it pomegranate sauce?
No, it wasn't. I had already tasted pomegranate sauce at home.
Was it expensive?
I think it was cheaper than the food we had tried in other restaurants.
Why didn't you go to the new restaurant last night?
We didn't want to. We had already tried the food there the weekend before.
Really? Did you like the food?
That was okay. We all ordered chicken with rice. I had never tasted their special sauce anywhere else.
Was it pomegranate sauce?
No, it wasn't. I had already tasted pomegranate sauce at home.
Was it expensive?
I think it was cheaper than the food we had tried in other restaurants.
Why didn't you go to the new restaurant last night?
We didn't want to. We had already tried the food there the weekend before.
Really? Did you like the food?
That was okay. We all ordered chicken with rice. I had never tasted their special sauce anywhere else.
Was it pomegranate sauce?
No, it wasn't. I had already tasted pomegranate sauce at home.
Was it expensive?
I think it was cheaper than the food we had tried in other restaurants.
متن شماره 3. دانش آموزان عزیز، به گفتگوی بین سارا و دوستش گوش دهید، سپس گزینه صحیح را انتخاب نمایید.
Hey, Sarah. I heard you helped an old lady cross the road yesterday.
It was nothing, really.
Well, not everyone would do that. People are too busy these days, and very few care about old people and strangers. Why do you think kindness to strangers is important?
Kindness to strangers is important because it can make them happy and make them feel less alone. Small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
I completely agree. One time when I was lost in the city, a stranger noticed my confusion and helped me to find my way back home. It made me really happy and gave me hope in people.
That's a great example. When we are kind to others, they might want to be kind to someone else, making a positive chain.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be something big. Even a smile or a small act can make a difference.
That's true. You never know what someone is experiencing, and your kind act might be just what they need.
So true. It's about being kind and nice to others, even if we don't know them personally. Absolutely. Let's continue to be kind and make the world a better place. Hey, Sarah. I heard you helped an old lady cross the road yesterday.
It was nothing, really.
Well, not everyone would do that. People are too busy these days, and very few care about old people and strangers. Why do you think kindness to strangers is important?
Kindness to strangers is important because it can make them happy and make them feel less alone. Small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
I completely agree. One time when I was lost in the city, a stranger noticed my confusion and helped me to find my way back home. It made me really happy and gave me hope in people.
That's a great example. When we are kind to others, they might want to be kind to someone else, making a positive chain.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be something big. Even a smile or a small act can make a difference.
That's true. You never know what someone is experiencing, and your kind act might be just what they need.
So true. It's about being kind and nice to others, even if we don't know them personally. Absolutely. Let's continue to be kind and make the world a better place. Hey, Sarah. I heard you helped an old lady cross the road yesterday.
It was nothing, really.
Well, not everyone would do that. People are too busy these days, and very few care about old people and strangers. Why do you think kindness to strangers is important?
Kindness to strangers is important because it can make them happy and make them feel less alone. Small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
I completely agree. One time when I was lost in the city, a stranger noticed my confusion and helped me to find my way back home. It made me really happy and gave me hope in people.
That's a great example. When we are kind to others, they might want to be kind to someone else, making a positive chain.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be something big. Even a smile or a small act can make a difference.
That's true. You never know what someone is experiencing, and your kind act might be just what they need.
So true. It's about being kind and nice to others, even if we don't know them personally. Absolutely. Let's continue to be kind and make the world a better place.
پایان بخش شنیداری.